And it's time for another round of The Price is Right. How you doing, Rob Diggity Dangle Dog?
I'm doing pretty great. How about yourself?
Hey, man, I'm hanging in there. You know, when you get one of those, you got a lot of pressure down there in your crotch, and you got to fart really bad, but you also got to pee, and you know, if you go, if you let the fart go, you'll ultimately pee your pants.
Been there.
I did it this morning.
Oh, man.
There's a little dot, though.
Okay, that's not too bad.
My kids pointed it out to me. They said, you got a little pee dot.
That's risky business, but sometimes you just got to let it fly.
Yeah. He's, you know, it's playing with fire.
Yeah.
I'm the much chubbier co-host, the delicious Nickalicious. You're listening to the Brohio Podcast. What would normally be a week where we would cop out and say, oh, you're not going to get an episode this week.
Yeah, we like to do that, especially, you know, this time of year.
Yeah, we got a live show this weekend.
Yes, we do.
Saturday.
Free.
The 26th.
Yes, we do. It is at a Lucky Star Brewery.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be about 7:30 p.m. at night. If you
Subject
listen,
to change.
If you listen really closely, you can hear my wife drawing a bath for my children right now. That's part of the Thunderdome, a.k.a. Brohio Studios.
And the unexpected.
The unexpected.
Yep.
Expect the unexpected.
Yes.
We got a cat down here chewing on fucking cardboard. Everyone's losing their goddamn minds. All right, the water stopped.
Yeah, yeah, free show. It's going to be a good time.
It is. So what we're going to do, there's going to be a segment called Feed the Dumpster, where I'm going to bring an array of strange, spicy foods, and Rob Dog's going to try them. He's going to eat them.
Yeah.
He's going to eat them in front of the live studio audience.
Hopefully we have milk.
Yeah.
If you get spicy stuff, make sure we have milk on deck.
I told my wife that we need to bring you milk.
Even though I'm sure that I'm going to have a lot of beer in me, so beer and milk is going to be a good...
You'll be completely numb.
It'll be okay, yeah.
We are also going to do a visual segment where we break down some paranormal and UFO videos.
Yeah, that's
going
to be a good time.
And we are also going to be doing a actual topic. We're going to be covering some urban legends, some really scary urban legends. I've picked out a couple already. Fucking terrifying shit, man. One of them's real.
Oh, okay.
You know, a few of them, you don't know. You don't know if it's real. You don't know if it's fake. That's the cool thing about urban legends.
Yeah.
And just like my hat says, I'm the best bucking dad. So come down there and see old dad. The old Rob Diggity Dangle Dog.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're going to have a lot of fun.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
We'll try to keep our pants on.
I'm definitely keeping my pants on.
I'm not promising anything.
I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to leave all of it to everybody's imagination.
Nah, I'm wild.
Yeah, he is wild. Let's thank our new Patreon
yeah,
subscribers.
Yeah, let's do that.
First up on the list here, we've got Nathan Couch. Nathan, your profile picture is a man wearing a fucking pumpkin.
It's Dwight from The Office.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
Nathan, thanks for the Patreon pledge.
And we got Lynn Ann Price. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Lynn Ann. We got Scott Mackey.
Look at that hair.
He's got some gorgeous hair.
I hope that's really his hair. And if it is, send hair pics.
I would make love to him.
Right. And then we got Darren Ware. Thank you very much, Mr. Ware.
And Angie Origel. Origel, like the stuff you rub on your mouth right before you get your face fucked out. Is that what you use it for?
Yeah, whenever you have to numb your herpes.
Is Origel use it for kids? Good for when they're teething.
When they're teething, yep.
So I was thinking today, I was grocery shopping with my... with my wife, and
ugh.
Yeah, it wasn't
not
that.
Your wife grocery shopping.
I understand.
Let me clear that out. Let me clear that up there.
I think it wasn't that bad. We didn't have the kids with us, so it wasn't that
right.
bad. And I heard a dad. He like bent down to a son in his ear, and he's like, "You don't straighten up, you're gonna get it." And I thought to myself, "Bitch ass motherfucker!" Like. Don't talk to your kid like that. When my kids are acting up in public, I'm like, I'm going to hit you in the neck with a fucking fire extinguisher. Isn't that funny how like you talk to your kids crazy, but yeah. then you hear someone else talk to their kids like that?
You don't straighten up, you're going to get it. That's a weird way of saying I'm going to fuck you in
yeah.
this store.
What are you going to do to him, pal?
You going to fuck him?
What are you going to do to him? So it's okay for you to talk crazy to your kids, but then when you hear someone else talking crazy to their kids, not okay. Poor kid.
I just point at him and act like I'm laughing.
I just want to foster the kid now. I told the dad, I was like, if you don't want him, I'll take the kid. I will take that kid.
Yeah, you never know if you're dealing with a shithead kid or a complete piece of shit parent. That's the problem.
Yeah, I just pulled up the article for this week.
Yeah, and all of a sudden I just see the picture. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Let's talk about this week's article.
Okay, I'm excited.
From vaginal steaming. What? Vaginal steaming?
Is that a thing?
I imagine that stinks. Smells like chunk albacore in here. Salad? To labiaplasty, whatever okay. The fuck that is.
That's when you get all your extra meat trimmed off of your pussy. you gotta keep it all nice and tucked in.
You're fucking going to hell, dude.
Gotta hide them flaps, girls.
Some women are willing to go to extremes to attain the perfect vagina. And just when you think you've hit it all, another bizarre DIY method emerges. Some women now are apparently using toothpaste. Okay. In an attempt to try and tighten their vajayjays.
All right.
Unsurprisingly, doctors are warning them it's really a bad idea and could do some nasty damage. Hey, man, you can't bust that thing up any worse than it already is. So, Vanessa Mackey, consultants, she's a G-cologist.
G-cologist.
She's a vaginal doctor. She said, it is a myth that toothpaste will tighten the vagina.
I've never heard that before. I mean, I don't have to worry about tightening my vagina too much.
But. Hey, get off me and go put some Colgate on that motherfucker.
go brush your lips, girl.
Jesus, I've never heard this in my life.
Me neither.
Putting toothpaste into the vagina or on the vulva. What the? A vulva? Isn't that a car?
It's a car.
Okay. Or on the vulva, your Volvo would not only be uncomfortable, but it could also cause serious damage and disrupt the natural flora.
Flora? What's a flora?
F-L-O-R-A okay. Of the vagina, leading to the potential for infections like bacterial vaginosis and thrush.
Vaginosis.
That's what I do into the vagina is thrush. That's what I fucking or thrust and whatever. Some kinds of toothpaste contain small particles that can also cause painful micro abrasions to the vaginal walls.
Yeah, it's like, what's that alcohol called that has the gold in it?
Gold Schlager. Schlager.
Yeah, there you go. It's like toothpaste that has that in it.
Dump some gold Schlager on that bitch and light it on fire, ladies. Another doctor in Nigeria said, yeah, that's where I want to get my medical advice from, is fucking Nigeria.
Look at the name.
Yeah. I avoided it for that reason.
Olawale Yusuf.
Olawale Yusuf. Hey, this hot sauce isn't quite hot enough. Can you bring me some of the Olawale Yusuf you got there in the back? I think I want to try some of that with the chips. It contains small particles that could also cause painful micro abrasions to the vaginal walls.
Makes sense.
She says she's seen a recent obsession in women resorting to using toothpaste to tighten up down below. He even went as far as saying that using the dental product on the vagina could leave women infertile.
Maybe that's what they're going for.
I guess. So he goes on to talk about, you know, he urged women not to be body shamed by their partners and to be confident in their own skin. Just don't put toothpaste. If you're listening, you're using toothpaste on it. Stop.
Be proud of your twats, girl. Be proud of it. Pussy power.
Oh, no. But if it looks like a goddamn bus full of kids wrecked into that thing, then you need to put some Colgate on it. Feel me?
Just walk down the street on your hands with your legs spread open. Just, you know, I'm all about the,
you know,
the quality.
What my mom used to do to tighten hers up?
Oh, God. No.
Beat us with coat hangers.
That'll work.
Or one thing you could do to help keep it tight is not be a fucking slut.
I'm just kidding. Dude, Benoit balls are a thing.
There's no guy out there that's got a wiener that just tears it up so bad that...
No.
You're either... It's a biological thing.
Vaginas are so resilient.
They are resilient. They're wonderful.
Have you seen how big 10 centimeters... Well, I mean, you've...
Yeah. Yeah, I see how big 10 centimeters is every time I take a piss.
Talk about for dilation. Those fuckers will... Snap right back.
Oh, yeah, dude. Women are medical marvels.
I couldn't do it. I imagine squeezing a baby out of your wiener.
No.
Exactly.
See? I don't have to do that.
Right. I guess it'd be out of your butthole. I guess that'd make more sense.
That's why when your wife's baby. Like, can you help me switch the laundry over? You should fucking do it, guys, because women are wonderful. All right.
Poor things.
Well, one thing I do want to touch on real quick. We've got a couple minutes here. We had a couple reviews on iTunes that were really nice. I got to get to them real quick. There was one star I wanted to read to you also.
stalling.
Absolutely disgusting. This is a one-star review. It said, after listening to most of your catalog, was horrified and disgusted by Rob Dog drinking White Claw seltzer.
I drink White Claw.
There was one episode where you were drinking White Claw.
Don't judge me. I don't know what...
A beverage only fit for butt chugging. Though I love the show's content and have gotten my coworkers listening to you, I am through with your show until Rob Dog comes to Seattle and wets my meat whistle while I drink a delicious craft beer. Bill Wilkins, 2020. This is from Harry Balzac.
So this is obviously a listener who's just fucking with us. Well, I'll tell you what. That would be the one and only time, and I think it was because I wanted some alcohol and didn't have any in my fridge, and I was too poor to buy some. You know, that was a leftover that somebody left from a party. Don't judge me. Change that to a 5-star. Thank you very much.
No, leave it. Fucking, you deserve it for drinking. No laws and you're drinking the White Claws. It's like hanging out with your older brothers. Fortunately for us, it seems Nick got his micro dick fondled by a male family member or a male extraterrestrial being and is now discussing unsettling topics filtered through this perverse outlook. And Rob is a great... comparatively emotionally sound counterpart. Oh man, if you just want informative type podcast, this isn't really it.
Very true.
It's 70% personality and 30% investigative exploration. This is,
hey, you know what,
Brittany R. 1809.
I'll take that. That's a good diagnosis for us.
I have never felt a more accurate description of you being like he's a great comparatively emotionally sound counterpart.
Well, it's like it's one extreme and the other, except when I'm drunk. And then it's...
No, you have that other extreme. You just don't let it fucking dangle out there like a big horse dick like I do. I love it.
I like to leave some for the imagination.
Yeah, if you would like to possibly have your review read live on the podcast, shoot us a review on iTunes. I don't know what the website is. Look it up yourself. You know,
do something.
You gotta have an iPhone. Do something.
Or iTunes, just fucking live your life.
As a disclaimer,
okay,
this is a 911 call episode.
Ooh.
This content can get a little tough. Some of these calls are a little bit longer. You know, 6 to 8 minutes. I think is the longest ones we got. If it's not your thing, we've got a big back catalog of a lot of cool stuff. We've got some stuff on Patreon you can go look up. Just 911 calls aren't everyone's forte.
Yeah, just unsubscribe and burn your phone. That's...
quit listening to us.
Yeah, just stop listening altogether.
Last week I said for the guys who have
puffy nipples, yeah,
to stop listening. We got a lot of people that wrote, like, I changed my fucking oil and my chain, put a new radiator inside my house. I'm a goddamn man. I put a new tile in the bathroom. Don't matter nothing if I got puffy nipples. A lot of guys are upset about having puffy nipples. Me making fun of having puffy nipples.
You hit a nerve.
Oh, he said, I'll go out my driveway and flip my Suburban over right now with my goddamn puffy nipples, and I'll come to Dayton and I'll whip your fucking ears, boy. To those of you with puffy nipples.
The man nipples, just, it's still, I don't
care.
Yeah,
you guys are fucking pussies. I'm just kidding. We love all male puffy nipples equally. We love all God's children here at the Brohio Podcast.
Oh.
And one thing I didn't tell Rob.
Uh-oh.
Here at the end of this episode, I was able to get an old, because I used to be a 911 dispatcher.
Yeah,
I was able to obtain some, this old recording of a 911 call that I took. Pretty tense. And I got that, and we're going to play that there towards the end. So stick around for that. Okay. Why are you fucking laughing, dude?
I'm excited.
It's gripping. I mean, it's tense.
I just can't wait to see the curveball.
There's no curveball here. Okay?
Okay.
Jesus. Don't fucking, you know, don't be Red Hot Chili Peppers. Don't give it away, give it away, give it away now. Stick around to the end to hear the 911 call that you've all been waiting for, okay? Yeah. Jesus Christ, Rob. Now let's start with our first 911 call here, okay? Yeah. So what I did is I was able to go back and recover the newspaper articles that go along with the 911 phone call. So we'll use the newspaper articles to set up the call for you. So we're going to read these articles and then we're going to go through the calls.
Cool.
We're going to play the call right after the article.
Okay.
A Ferndale man must spend 10 years in prison for stabbing his wife in the chest at their apartment on 3rd Street.
3rd Street sounds like a place that someone gets stabbed in the chest.
If I was going to stab my wife, it would definitely be on 3rd Street.
Yes.
I stabbed my wife last night for a solid 13 minutes. Really enjoyed
That's a good length of time.
The first 10 minutes, I didn't use my penis.
So. Okay. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
That explains it.
I don't need to go any further. I had a conversation with a coworker this past week. I was doing something. I had both my hands full, and he comes up to me, and he said, hey, man, let me take over for you. I'm like, I got to poop really bad, but I think I got this under control.
Yeah.
He said, if you need to go to the bathroom, super nice guy. He said, if you need to go to the bathroom, I'll take care of this for you. I said, listen, you and I haven't been on the same shift together for very long, and we haven't. It's only been about a week or two. I said, I've got an extraordinary sphincter. He's like, ha, ha, ha. What do you mean? I said, I can hold poop all day long. He said, that's nothing to mess with me. And I said, no. I said, yeah, usually when I hold it all day long, and I finally go to the bathroom, it looks like someone used a tennis rack and hit tomatoes into the toilet because it's pretty comes out pretty fucking some clots in there, you know? And he said, all right, buddy. Well, if you decide that you need me to take over, I'm like, I need you to take over. I had Taco Bell the night before. Just all the time. I need you to do it. And he's like, oh, I thought you would. And I fucking took off, dude. I had a crab walk for about a quarter of a mile, and I made it to the bathroom. I was butthole naked running across my fucking workplace, just ready to just send it.
Good for you, man.
And it was a full send. And there was no need to hold it all day long. Because
I'm proud that you held it enough to get to the bathroom, though.
But I did just want to get off my chest the fact that I can hold my shit all day long.
Yeah.
So if he is listening and he wasn't impressed with me, you know, trying to beat my chest, like, I can hold my fucking shit all day long. Yeah. He caught me on a bad day. So this is me bearing it all for you guys.
Hey.
Yeah.
So we pay all this money for.
Jesus Christ. Charles Hendricks Foster, 64 years old, pleaded guilty to attempted murder in the second degree Thursday, July 16th. I think this is in like 2012.
Okay.
In Whatcom County Superior Court. On the afternoon of March 6th, police dispatch took a call from a belligerent man saying he'd punched his wife in the face and then he wanted to kill her.
Dang.
Police responded to the second-story apartment and could hear the man, Foster, yelling inside. Suddenly, he burst out the door smoking a cigarette. As he leaned on the railing of the second-story balcony, officers noticed blood on his nose and his wrist. He told officers he was, quote, tired of his wife's shit. We've all been there, got one eye. So he hit her. Never hit my wife. Definitely been tired of her shit before. Foster smelled of alcohol. He said he just wanted to finish his cigarette before he went to jail. I love that on cops when they're just like, let me smoke one more cigarette before I go to prison for the rest of my goddamn life.
Yeah, they're usually cuffed on the curb with their hands behind their back. Like, can I get a cigarette?
Yeah, let me get a cigarette. Police found Foster's wife, Gail Corris, 58, on the couch. She was leaning back, staring up at the ceiling, taking short breaths. She held the right side of her chest where she'd been stabbed. A knife and traces of blood were in the kitchen sink. Corris survived the 3-inch stab wound that nearly pierced her lung. She could have died without emergency medical aid. Meanwhile, Foster told a detective he'd beaten and stabbed his wife because, in his words, she's a goddamn drunk and a loser.
Wow. That's good enough reason to stab somebody.
At times, he wanted her dead. Other times, he said he didn't actually want to kill her, but that hopefully he did hurt her. I don't want to kill you. I just want to beat the fuck out of you.
I don't think these two should be married.
I think this guy deserves to have his fucking brains blown out.
Right.
The fact is, ma'am, I did it, and I'm not ashamed of it, he told the detective. Foster was mad at Corris, he said, because she brought alcohol into the home. She was drunk when he was arrested, so. And alcohol was ruining their marriage. He said he had 2 drinks of rum.
Okay.
That afternoon, a breath test at the county jail gauged Foster's blood alcohol content at 0.232, which is roughly 3 times the legal limit to drive. Corris and Foster had been married for a little over a year. They moved to Ferndale about 2 weeks before the stabbing.
They've been married for only a year, and he already wants to kill her?
Yeah.
Wow.
Foster pleaded guilty. As part of the plea deal, he will have to pay about $16,000 in medical bills for Corris. She did not want to attend the sentencing hearing this week. Jesus, man. I feel bad when domestic violence victims just don't want to press charges. That's the worst fucking thing in the entire world, man. Foster had other domestic violence convictions in Washington State for assaulting a roommate in April 2013 in Pierce County. That woman said Foster pulled a gun on her as he illegally tried to evict her. He pleaded guilty to reduced misdemeanor charges, and for that crime, served about a week behind bars.
What a fucking loser.
Yeah, a big fucking loser. And you're about to hear the 911 call here from Wright. I don't know if he'd stabbed his wife yet at this point, but he was threatening the shit.
Okay.
Okay, and he's a fucking asshole, so here goes.
Just a minute, please.
You need police or ambulance there?
Yes, ma'am, this is serious.
Okay. Do you need police or an ambulance?
Would you shut up and listen to me for a second? I'm trying to get you on my speakerphone so I can hear you. And yes, ma'am, this is serious.
Okay.
Oh, stupid phone. ma'am, I will call you back.
You need the police or an ambulance there?
Yeah. I will call you back.
What is your name?
Boop.
He just says, I'll call you back, 911. Oh, what the fuck.
Call started on Friday, March 6, 2015 at 14 hours, 12 minutes, and 48 seconds.
I'm going to grab my phone charger real quick.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Hi, can I help you?
My name is Charles Hendricks Foster. And, I am about ready to kill my wife.
Oh, jeez.
What's your address?
This is not a joke. Shut up and listen to me.
Okay, first I need your address and then I'll shut up.
Shut up and listen.
What a dick. Listen to him.
I'm not kidding, ma'am. I deserve to go to jail for murder. I want to kill her.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Tell me your name again.
Pardon me, ma'am?
Your name?
Oh, my name is... How stupid can you people get? My name is Charles Hendricks Foster.
How do you spell your
name? I'm giving you my name. You want my address?
Yeah.
5601.
He's talking so slow.
Apartment, Ferndale, Washington.
What street?
You have that?
You
send a cop out here right now. Please.
Okay.
I want to hurt this woman real bad.
What's her name?
Pardon me, ma'am?
Yes.
Whatever. Come on, lady. Hey, at least talk to me.
It's like he's polite, but he's also a dick.
I'm having a hard time hearing everything that you're saying.
He's a grumpy old man.
Your phone has kind of an echo.
He hit her with the whatever.
Have you been your phone has an echo. Have you been drinking?
Oh, my phone has an echo.
Yeah, have you been drinking or using any...
I can't do nothing about that.
Okay, have you been drinking or using any drugs?
Okay, what would you like me to do?
Answer the question. Have you been drinking or using any drugs?
No.
Okay, where is your wife right now?
She's sitting right next to me.
Okay, what's her name?
Gail. Chorus.
Have you done anything to physically hurt her yet?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
What have you done?
I punched her in the face because I really want to kill her right now.
Jesus.
Because she's a f***ing drunk.
Okay.
No, we have not been drinking. We have not been anything. She's just... I'm crazy. Whatever you want to call it, I'm crazy. I don't care. I want her dead. You understand that, ma'am?
I do. I'm getting you help.
I want her dead.
I understand, and I'm getting you help. Do you have any weapons in your home?
Pardon me, ma'am?
Do you have any weapons in your home?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm having trouble understanding you.
Okay.
Do I have a what in my home?
Like a gun?
You know what? Just send a fucking cop out and let it go at that. Bye-bye.
Hey, sir.
Jeez. Bye-bye.
That's a good way to get shot by the police when they get there.
Yes, it is.
On Friday, March 6, 2015, at 14
third call.
Hours, 17 minutes, and 0 seconds.
Hi. It's 911.
Hello?
Hi, it's 911. You disconnected, and I just wanted to talk.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble understanding you.
Okay.
Just hang on.
Okay.
Are you with the police department?
I work at the 911 center.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Send a cop out here before I kill my wife.
Okay, I don't want you to do that. So I want to... is there any way that you can go outside to wait for police?
I don't have time for games. Just send
a police officer
or two out here. Because I'm really pissed off at my wife.
Okay.
And I want to hurt her.
Sir?
No. Do you understand my request?
I understand, and you listen to me now, okay? I'm sending police talking to me. The police are on their way.
Oh, good.
Okay? And when you talk, sir?
He's angry.
I have questions to ask you. Does anyone there need an ambulance?
Okay, what do you want to know?
Does anyone there need an ambulance?
Pardon me?
Do you need an ambulance?
No, I don't know what you're saying, ma'am.
Medics? Do you need medics?
It's very simple. It's very simple.
Okay.
Listen to me very carefully.
Will you go outside and talk to the police there?
Listen to me, lady.
I'm listening to you.
I want to hurt my wife. I don't want to hurt anybody else.
Okay, will you go outside to talk to the police, please?
Listen to me. All I want is an officer or two, whatever it takes, to come down here to my apartment, my address, and arrest me.
911,
what's your name? Me. I know. My wife. Shut up and listen. I just want to be away from this woman.
Yep. So, I heard what you said.
Does he realize he has legs? He can leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want for you to go outside to talk to the police so then you can accomplish your goals.
Bye.
Bye.
What a fucking smartass.
Oh. So she...
Call ended on Friday, March 6th.
She did survive.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. That guy deserves to be in prison for the rest of his fucking life after that shit, but he only went to prison for 10 years. I think he's probably out by now.
Well, I mean, especially because this obviously isn't the first time something like this has happened, so you can almost bet that it's going to happen again. If it hasn't already.
If, what's his name?
Dale. Let's call him Dale.
If you're listening, Charles Hendricks Foster, 64 years old, I hope you fucking die.
Eat a dick.
Eat a fat dick. Yeah. All right, on to the next article here. We'll let Rob take this one.
This is a heavy one, I can already tell. A convicted felon fatally shot his daughter and six grandchildren before killing himself in a Florida home Thursday, police said. The shooter, who was identified as 51-year-old Don Spirit, took his own life after police officers arrived at the residence in Bell, outside of Gainesville, Gilchrist County Sheriff Robert Schultz said. Schultz said that authorities found the seven victims all over the property. They included a 10-week-old baby.
Ugh.
Yeah. Spirit already had a lengthy criminal record stretching back 22 years, according to Florida Corrections records. Reports from 2003 show that one charge, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, came after he pleaded guilty to accidentally shooting and killing his 8-year-old son while they were out hunting. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Spirit was also convicted of depriving a child of food and shelter, battery, and possession of drug paraphernalia between 1992 and 95. Schultz said officers had previously been out to that residence on numerous law enforcement occasions. The victims were identified as Sarah and Lorraine Spirit, 28, her daughters Alana Stewart, 2.5 months, Brandon Stewart, 4, Destiny Stewart, 5, and Kyle Kuhlman, 9, and sons Jonathan Kuhlman, 8, and Caleb Kuhlman, 11. This is something you can't explain, Schultz said at a press conference. I will continue to ask everyone to pray for the families.
Yeah, this one's heavy, so your discretion advised. Here's this 911 call.
Gilchrist County 911, what's the address of the emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I just shot my daughter and shot all my grandkids, and I'll be sitting on my step, and then when you get here, I'm going to shoot myself.
Yeah, shoot himself.
What's the address that you're at, sir?
2550 Northwest, 25 Paris, downstairs. Every one of them are dead.
You said your name is Don Spirit?
Yep.
All right, Don, what kind of gun do you have?
It doesn't matter what kind of gun I got. They're all dead, and then when you get here, I'll shoot myself, and then you figure out what kind of gun it is.
How long did this happen, Don?
I don't want to hear it, man. I'm done with all every fucking thing. Just bring the motherfuckers out here, that's all. You got all the kids are dead in the house.
Okay, how many people? Okay, how many people?
6 kids, 1 adult.
6 kids and 1 adult?
Yeah. One of them is a baby.
Fuck you.
Fuck this guy.
All right, Don, is there any way you can stay on the phone with me till I get somebody there to help you?
What's that?
Can I have you stay on the phone with me?
No, not that. I'm waiting for them to get here. When they get here, I'm going to shoot myself on my back step. All I'm doing is waiting for them.
Wish the cops could have shot him.
So you're sitting on your back steps?
Yep.
I need help. Okay, Don.
You could hear the dispatcher say that she needed help.
Yeah, and at that point, the cops did arrive, and Don Spirit did, thankfully, blow his brains out on the back step of his of his porch there. But
damn,
that was that's just the dark side of 911 call takers, 911 dispatchers. Because in bigger cities, normally what you get is you get call takers. And then you got people that actually run the radio, but they alternate nights. They take turns doing stuff. And
right.
I know we have 911 dispatchers that listens to the show, and I did it for about four or five years. It's just a tough gig, man. I can imagine big cities are a lot more difficult.
Yeah, I never did it, but I got to see and kind of hang out in the dispatch sure. center for the county, and it's unlike pretty much anything. There's like four huge computer screens like all in a row, and then there's just shit everywhere.
Yeah, it's,
and to be able to work it all and, you know, not crack under pressure, it takes a special type of person to do that.
One of the craziest things, you get an accident on a major highway. We have Interstate 75 that goes through Dayton here. You get a
and 70, yeah.
You get a wreck like that, something big on 75, you get 100, 150, 200 call, 911 calls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. You just unplugged your microphone, I think.
I did something. There we go. It's back now.
He's back. That's never happened here in the Ohio studios. Yeah. So we commend you that are out there taking, those of you that are taking 911 calls. It's like I said, it's rough, man.
Definitely.
It's really rough.
Yeah.
So we're going to, sorry, I got to separate the tracks here. And we're doing this on the fly. The next one is called Walmart Parking Lot. A lot of stuff goes down that Walmart parking lot. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
My dad had to, he was coming out of Walmart a few months ago, and there was some chick just like, looked like a cat or a dog in a trash can, just in his console in his truck, just digging through his shit.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this, yeah.
Like, he just walked up, he's like, hey, what the fuck? And she just took off running like a turkey through the corn, man, just took off flying away. It's like, man, I fucking hate Walmart so much. Mm-hmm. The Walmart by us is the absolute worst Walmart probably in the entire world.
It's pretty bad.
It's rough.
Yeah.
A 20-year-old man has been charged in the blunt force trauma deaths of an elderly man and woman at the Readington Road home Saturday. Ezra Simon Daniels, who also lived at the Readington Road address, has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Public records indicate the property is owned by Beatrice, 65, and Louise Simon, 78. Simon is an inventor who holds 7 patents registered from 1978 to 2011, all having to do with the use of recycled plastics for structural building forms. On Saturday, Somerset County Prosecutor Jeffrey Soriano, Somerset County Prosecutor's Office Chief of County Detectives Timothy Fitzgerald, and a bunch of other important people, announced the arrest of Simon Daniels. After processing at the Township Police Headquarters, Simon Daniels was sent to the Somerset County Jail. Bail was set by Judge Peter Tober at $2 million. Soriano said that at 5:57 a.m. Saturday, Readington police received a 911 call from a distraught Simon Daniels, who said that he was in the Walmart parking lot on Route 22 in White House Station. Readington police responded and met with Simon Daniels, who was seated in the driver's seat of a motor vehicle. Police said he was covered in blood, but did not have any visible wounds on his body. At 6:15 a.m., Readington Township Police contacted Township Police and asked that they assist them in conducting a welfare check at Simon Daniels' residence. After knocking several times and getting no response, officers entered the residence, where they discovered an elderly man and woman, both apparent homicide victims. Both victims had significant blunt force trauma to their heads, Soriano said. The preliminary investigation showed both victims were lying in bed when they were assaulted. The suspect murder weapon, an aluminum baseball bat, was located inside the house, the prosecutor said. No other victims were found after a search of the residence by officers. Both Township and Readington officers secured the property as a crime scene. Let's go ahead and start this 911 call for you. This is the call from the son. This is hours after he murdered them. And he just kind of portrays like he has no idea about the atrocities that he had committed.
What's going on?
911 emergency, 122.
Readington, Somerset County with a transfer. I have a caller on the line, Ezra. He's in an Audi in the parking lot of Walmart. He doesn't remember how he got there, but he woke up in the vehicle, and he says he's covered in blood.
Okay, what Walmart?
I'm not wearing any shoes.
Okay, what Walmart are you at?
The one by the Polar Cub.
Okay. You don't remember how you got there?
I have no idea, sir.
He said he was leaving from his grandmother's house at 115 Readington Road. That's what he remembers last.
Well, I don't remember it. I just assume that's where I came from.
Okay, guilty. What is your name?
Right.
My name is Ezra.
How do you spell that?
E-Z-R-A.
What's your last name?
Simon, S-I-M-O-N, with a hyphen and Daniels. The last thing I remember, I had pizza, and I was watching television, and I went to bed.
Okay, and you're bleeding from where?
I'm not bleeding, I don't think, from anywhere I checked. But there's blood all over.
All over what?
Me, my legs, my feet, and my hands.
What is your last memory?
I was having pizza. And
pizza where?
In the living room of my house.
I'm going to pause this for a second. One of the police lieutenants that I used to work with, his name was Lieutenant Harpster. He runs it's a conference. He's well known for it now. It's called "Is the Caller the Killer?"
Mm-hmm.
And he did it he presented it to the FBI, and the FBI has used it many times. But part of his, I guess, research investigations is the kind of the call signs, the things you see in a 911 call to help decide whether the 911 call is the killer. And I think we should reach out to him and do an episode with him.
That would be great.
He's got lots of calls, and he's got all of this research content, and he used to set me down for hours on end and make me write these fucking things out. And it's the least thing he can do is come on this goddamn show and help us make an episode. But one of the things I remember that he really harped on is a lot of these 911 callers, whenever they were guilty, they just would go through an obscene amount of details to make it seem like,
okay.
And this is what this guy's doing. He's like, I had pizza and I fell asleep and then I don't know what happened. And they just kind of go through they go through an obscene amount of details about, you know, when people, and I've noticed that when my kids are lying, they'll say, I was just like counting bumps on the wall, and then I reached down and I wanted to feel myself fart in my hand, so I farted in my hand for a second, and then I got up to leave my room, and then the crayon crawled up the wall and drew all over the wall. I'm like, I don't fucking believe you for a second. You're fucking lying right now.
Right.
And that's kind of what this guy's doing, is just trying to overload the 911 call taker with the details of why he shouldn't be considered
just
a suspect.
Yeah, just trying to point the finger in the other direction.
Yep.
What kind of car are you in?
An Audi.
What kind of Audi?
The Volvo.
Is it your car?
No, this is my grandparents' car. The A-something. 32 and Route to
Walmart. Okay, what's your date of birth?
August 15th, 1995.
Young dude.
Okay, I'm gonna stay on the phone. If someone gets there, you don't remember anything at all.
The only thing I remember before that, I was playing guitar a little bit and practicing scales.
See, practicing scales.
Practicing some scales.
Do you think you took something that would have made you forget something? Have you been sick or?
The only thing I would have taken was a melatonin supplement the night before last.
Okay. But besides your grandparents being there, where was there a friend over? Was there?
No, I haven't seen anyone in a while.
Yeah, I definitely doesn't have any friends. So.
No, definitely.
What you woke up in the car. Correct?
That's correct.
You woke up in the car.
Yeah.
And it was running. Is it damaged anywhere?
I haven't gotten out to check.
Well, can you tell based on being in the car? Do you see there? Is there any damage anywhere?
No.
And it may seem like he's asking stupid questions, but it's just him trying to keep the person engaged and keep them on the phone. And a lot of times people are like, 911 call is so stupid, but there's someone in the background that's dispatching the police.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this person's job to keep the person on the phone and keep them talking at this point and just get every little bit of information out of them when there's at such a vulnerable time, you know, try and squeeze all that information out.
You don't have shoes on.
I don't have any shoes.
Shoes? Fuck shoes.
And there's blood on your feet?
Yeah.
So he walked through the blood. And there's the end.
Yeah. Let me see here. Yeah, this guy looks like a fucking psychopath, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
All that life to live ahead of you, and you take a ball bat to your grandparents.
Really young.
Yeah. I mean, grandparents, they're already there at the twilight. Just let them go.
Right.
You don't have to take a ball bat to them.
Definitely.
Life will do its job. Life will run its course. He's one of that Audi, though. I don't know if he got sentenced to death or not. Hopefully he's fucking dead. Dude, old people are so wonderful.
They really are.
They're just... And they just want to be talked to, man. People get annoyed by old people in public. They try and strike up a conversation with you. But old people are lonely, man. They just want to talk. And I love just to find an old man, just bust his chops a little bit. They love to go. They like, you know, people don't prod. People don't poke at him and give him a hard time. When you do, they love it. And
they treat him as old, fragile things.
Yeah, they're like, oh, how are you doing, sir? And they're like, I'm fine, but if you go up like, hey, man, how are your balls feeling today? Like, I like you, boy. Ah, man, let me take my dentures out and I'll suck your dick.
How you doing, long balls?
Long balls. Oh, that was my grandpa's name. Actually, my family calls me Shit Dick. My family calls me Shit Dick Rick. Do you know why they call me Shit Dick Rick?
I don't.
Because I had an Uncle Rick that used to fuck me. They called him Shit Dick Rick. And he's dead now. And since I'm the only
Pass
remaining...
the torch.
Since I'm the only remaining person of that party, they've given me the nickname Shit Dick Rick. Do you know why they called him Shit Dick Rick?
No.
I already told you, because he fucked me.
I was hoping you're not even going to elaborate more on it.
You're not even listening to me, Rob.
I was hoping you're going to keep going.
Jesus fucking Christ. Get it together.
Oh, shit.
This is the delicious Nickalicious, and I am here to tell you guys about the most incredible weekend I've ever had. Guys, it's been a long time since I've been able to take her for a ride like I did this weekend. We were on the wall. We were hanging from the chandelier. We were upside down. We did it in the water. We did it on the couch. And it's all thanks to our favorite sponsor, Blue Chew. That's right. Blue Chew, just like the color blue, guys. It's got the same active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra. So you know the stuff works. And if you want to try a free sample, yes, I said free sample of Blue Chew, all you got to do is go to BlueChew.com, just like the color blue, BlueChew.com. You're going to use the promo code BROHIO. That's going to get you a free shipment. All you got to pay is $5 for shipping. Yeah, that's right. Free sample of Blue Chew. Guys, I'm telling you, the stuff works. You're going to be longer. You're going to be stronger. You're going to go harder. You're going to go faster. She's going to be begging for mercy, and you're just going to be ready for more. Guys, don't miss out on this excellent opportunity. We are so happy to have Blue Chew as a sponsor of the BROHIO podcast, and we can't wait for you guys to try it. That's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. Tell them Nick Alicia sent you. Send us a screenshot of your order, and we're going to send you some of our new Chug It and Plug It die-cast stickers. Not die-cast, die-cut. You guys know what you get here. Blue Chew. Promo code BROHIO.
This is a really good phone. This is a really good one. This they said, they kind of portrayed at the beginning like this guy was possessed by the demon. By a demon.
Semen demon.
A semen demon. So go ahead and read this one for him, Rob.
All right. A 70-year-old pull you up. I'll just call him Puya. Father says he'll regret what he did the rest of his life. Michael League was given a 5-year sentence for killing his 2 adult children as they slept. League's family members didn't want him to serve any time. League came into court teary-eyed and not looking at his family, who was gathered in his defense for the murder of his 43-year-old daughter, Danielle, and 46-year-old son, Dennis.
Yes, you heard that right. They were there in his support after he killed these fuckers, after he killed his grandkids.
The League addressed the court. I loved my children when they were born. I love them now, and I will always love them no matter what happened. Which you did. What happened was, League had shot them both, or had shot both of his adult children in the head last March as they slept in his home. He then called 911. I just committed a father's worst sin. I shot my daughter in the head and my son in the head. Family and friends testified this came after years of nonstop verbal abuse and pilfering of League's bank accounts by the two, fueled by drugs and alcohol. They called it a living hell. They said the police had responded to that home dozens of times. Dennis League's daughter, Kayla, told the court one day he'd be my dad, and the next he wouldn't. I didn't understand it was alcohol, and it just scared me growing up. She told the judge she doesn't want her grandfather to serve any prison time, even though he killed her father. I don't think he should be in here or any of this. He couldn't take it, and I just want him back home.
Wow, that speaks volumes of the family said, don't send him to jail.
Yeah, that's...
He killed these two people, but the family says, no, he doesn't deserve to go to jail.
I wouldn't be that forgivable, I would say. I would tell him to throw him in the fucking jail.
I mean, I guess they've been stealing all of his money, and they were drug addicts and alcoholics and just years and years of abusing him. And he finally said, I have a fucking enough, and he killed him.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but as, I don't know.
It's a double-edged sword.
I know, it is.
A double-dong dildo.
It's a big old double-dong dildo. Let's just go ahead and we can play.
All right, let me click on it here. Jesus Christ, this one's all fucked up. The link's not working. Sorry, guys, this is a very fluid operation, like I said.
Oh shit.
911.
Yeah, I just
demonic.
Do you need medical aid or police?
Father's worst.
You what?
I just committed a father's worst sin.
Okay.
I just shot my daughter in the head and my son in the head.
Okay, what is your address?
Put them out of their misery.
Okay, where are you at, sir?
Yeah, they're demons. And I'm gonna...
this fucking YouTube thing. They're playing music over it, but he said, I put them out of their misery. I removed the demons. And he sounds like he's manually stimulating himself the entire time of this cover. You ever just yell at it when it won't do what you want it to do?
I just smack it
That's
around.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
I have to shoot myself.
Okay, sir, are you armed? Sir, what is your address?
He just said he shot them. Of course he's armed.
He's almost there. Leave him alone.
Yes.
Do you have a weapon? Yes. Do you have the gun now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Scary, dude.
Okay. Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Michael.
Michael, what's your last name? Okay, Michael. If you're... I'm sorry, I can't understand you. What room are you in right now?
I didn't kiss you. I'm going to have to shoot myself.
No, I'm asking you, Michael, I'm asking you if you can put the gun down for me.
The guy set the gun down.
You're setting the gun down?
The gun set down, yes.
Okay.
No, I gotta shoot myself before they get here.
No, Michael, I'm asking you that you don't do that. I'm asking that you just stay on the phone with me and talk to me.
But you're so good. What
kind of gun do you have?
Huh?
Do you have the firearm again?
Yeah, it's sitting right here by me.
But it's set down, correct?
Oh my God. At least they got rid of their demons.
At least he got rid of their demons.
Oh, God.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
I'm going to have to shoot myself by then.
Okay, Michael, I don't want you to do that, though. I want you to stay on the line, and I want you to talk
to me. He's saying he has to shoot himself now.
And I'm going to see if we can get you some help.
I get this music way too loud.
I'm probably going to have to go shoot it again.
Oh, man.
No, Michael.
It's hard to hear the music. But
yeah,
he's saying,
this isn't us putting in the music. It's already on this video.
He's saying his son is moaning.
Yeah, he could hear his son moaning, and he's going to have to shoot him again.
Some death rattles.
Yeah.
He's going to have to give him another clip, clip, bang.
Oh, he's moaning.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to shoot him again.
So do you think that he's still breathing?
Yes. I think he is. Oh, God.
What room is he in?
He's in the living room. He's on the couch. And my daughter's upstairs in the bedroom. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you have a cordless phone, Michael? Are you still in the kitchen?
Oh, my God. Get there. Get some ambulances here.
Okay.
Here. The door's unlocked.
Is it? Okay.
So that's a tough one, man. You gotta think they've been fucking him up for all those years.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the animosity builds,
stealing his money, using drugs, being alcoholics, but fuck, he had enough. Fucking smoked him, and he said, he's moaning. I gotta shoot him again,
man.
I hope my dad never hates me that much. That he's going to fucking shoot me to... My mom would probably do it before my dad. After listening to this podcast, she'd be like, I'm so sick of him talking about nuts and butts and fucking his friend. Fucking shoot him. Fucking nuts. Wouldn't it be terrible to be shot in the nuts?
Oh, man, that'd be the worst.
Would you rather die or be shot in the dick?
Probably just be dead. I mean, for real. Like a scene in Inglourious Bastards. Where they all just fucking shoot each other and the dick's under the table.
They need Chris Kyle to shoot me in the dick. They need someone with a really, really good shot to hit my penis.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
60 yards away.
Someone with a really big bullet to hit my wiener. Oh, man.
You take mine off with a BB gun.
Yeah. They get one look at my dick, like, we don't need to shoot him. He's already gone through enough.
Just get a tweezer.
Yeah. We tried to shoot his dick, but he didn't have one. This one says, Jeffrey Skellen, the man found guilty of killing a well-known, and this is from Ohio,
ooh,
He was found guilty of killing a well-known Strongsville teacher, was sentenced in Cleveland court on Monday morning. Scullin was given life in prison with the possibility of parole after 33 years for the death of his future mother-in-law, 49-year-old Melinda Pliskovic. Prior to sentencing, his attorney said Scullin has no criminal history and spared the victim's family of going through a trial by changing his plea. That is something I believe the court should take into consideration. Get the fuck out of here. And suggesting a punishment of life in prison with parole after 38 years. When given the opportunity to speak, Scullin chose to say nothing. Scullin was engaged to Pliskovic's daughter, with whom he has a daughter, and the couple was scheduled to be married just days after the murder took place. His former fiance was among three family members who addressed the court before sentencing was handed down. Quote, "Jeffrey Scullin should never be allowed to walk free again," she said. This was his fiance at the time. "The extent of his monstrous actions has forever crippled the lives of everyone he knows. My mother, Melinda, will never be coming back, and that egotistical boy had absolutely no reason or right to rip her away from us. I say boy and not man because a man doesn't harm his loved ones. A man owns his actions and decisions without hiding behind lies. A man supports his family and will do anything for his children. Jeff has done none of those things."
Damn.
God damn. Earlier this month, Scullin changed his plea from guilty to no contest to all charges against him in Pliskovic's murder, and accepting his plea change, the judge quickly found him guilty. Pliskovic was found dead inside her Blazing Star Drive home October 23, 2017. She was shot 3 times and stabbed 36 to 37 times.
Jesus.
Her family told investigators only her son with special needs was home with her, as they had planned to meet at a nearby restaurant. A motive for the killing was not clearly expressed. The prosecutor said Scullin's credit card was declined 14 times when he tried to pay for his wedding venue. The venue sent an email to Melinda Pliskovic. There's my wife. Stacy. She just brought it.
Thank you.
Would you like to say some things to the Brohio Nation, Stacy?
No, I brought butter.
Oh, they're fucking terrible. Oh, my God, yeah.
They look different.
We have probably 47,000 pounds of trick-or-treat candy, and my wife just brought some candy down to Rob. That's what's going on.
I'm going to make sure I eat it right in the microphone.
Yeah, that's fine. The new recipe for Butterfingers is absolutely atrocious. It tastes like a camel is fucking you in the mouth it tastes like a guard from Aladdin took a handful of sand, put it in your mouth, and then let a camel just rail you out. This is the ultimate worst. I fucking hate people that chew with their mouth. I want to punch you in the face with a brick so bad right now. A motive for the killing was not clearly expressed, but prosecutors said Scullin's credit card was declined 14 times when he tried to pay for his wedding venue. The venue sent an email to Melinda Pliskovic stating that the wedding would be canceled due to the lack of payment. Prosecutors say Melinda Pliskovic had planned to confront Scullin about the matter the day before she was murdered. Motherfucker. And the thing about her, I guess she was a very... very popular teacher. She was one of those teachers that had stuck with a lot of kids and changed a lot of kids' lives over the years. And she was just loved in the community. She was an absolute hero.
That's awful.
And devoted her entire life to making sure other kids, you know, had it better than what they were born into. And she just cared about kids, man. And it's a shame that this guy fucking did this. He's a fat piece of shit. He definitely has puffy nipples, too. He definitely eats Butterfingers like Rob Dog. Here's the 911 call.
Southwest, this 911. What's the address of your emergency?
Somebody's been attacked in my house.
Somebody's been what?
Attacked.
They attacked who? Who was attacked?
And I forgot to set this up. The 911 call comes from Jeffrey, which is Melinda's husband. She was the one that was murdered. Scullin, the dude that did the murder, the fat fucker with the big tits, was the one that did the murder. But her husband actually found her, and he's the one that called 911. And halfway through the call, he gets fucking mad, dude.
attack. Someone get my fire.
Mel Pleskovic. Mel Pleskovic was attacked.
He was attacked by whom? Do you know?
She was. No, we just came home. She's on the kitchen floor. I took her son and my daughter outside. Her husband is inside with her now.
So the husband attacked her?
No. We just came home.
You came home and found her injured on the floor?
We found her in the kitchen. She's not moving. I took the kids and I walked outside. I didn't know.
So did she look like she was beaten or what?
She has blood all around her. I didn't look. I grabbed the child and left. Can you please send someone here?
I am. Hold on a moment. Don't hang up, sir. Do not hang up. Sir, is there a dog at the house? Maybe the dog got out.
The dog didn't do it.
Does she have a black lab?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna send medics. All right. I have the medics and police responding. Okay. All right. I need to get.
There's a lot of blood.
Okay.
Yeah, I only got a glimpse of her, but I'm outside.
How do you know this woman? Is she?
I live here. She's my fiance's mother.
It's your fiance's mother. Okay.
Yeah.
Is she like?
Oh.
Okay.
That is him.
I'm gonna track back here. This is the murderer right here. I fucked that up. The dad does get on, and he's fucking mad. But this is the murderer currently on the phone. So, I fucked up.
It's okay.
You guys probably don't have to listen to me anymore if you don't want to.
He had anybody trying to harm her, harass her, anything like that?
No.
Okay, do you have a dog that lives at that house?
We have two. We have two dogs.
Okay, are the dogs there, or you don't know?
I don't know. We just walked in the front door.
Okay, because we got a phone call from somebody who found a dog that belongs at your residence. That's why I'm thinking the dog's got out, okay? What is your name?
He's right here. I have Kyle. My name's Jeff. I'm Jeff Scullin.
Spell your last name, Jeff.
Scullin.
Okay. Who's talking to you right now?
That's Bruce Pleskovic. He's her husband. We just came home together.
Okay, and what's Bruce telling you? Is she conscious?
She said she has multiple stab wounds, and he's on the phone with somebody else.
Okay, Jesus. She's got multiple stab wounds.
That's what he just came out and told me.
And there's a second call. This is the husband, Bruce.
There you go.
And this is right. I'm not fucking wrong this time.
Please come to 174 Blazing Star. I think my wife's dead. We've had people breaking into our fucking house, and now someone fucking killed her. Strongsville, Ohio. Okay, we wait. Ambulance is coming and shit. We were waiting for her. She sent me.
I'm going to transfer him to the proper jurisdiction.
911, what's the city of your emergency?
Strongsville, Ohio. We have people on the way already.
What's the address?
184 Blazing Star. I think someone killed my wife.
You think someone killed your wife?
Yeah, it looks like she has stab wounds on her back. We've had people trying to break into our house all year, stealing shit.
Sir, I need to ask you questions, okay? Are you there right now?
I just got in the door with my new son-in-law. My son Kyle is here.
Okay, sir, what I want you to do is walk outside.
And that was the end of that conversation. At that moment, it sounds like he's the one that's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it was the son that called the first time, but the dad's like, we got people fucking breaking in this fucking house, fucking.
Yeah.
And he's obviously pissed off. I would not be in that. I'd be in a little different mindset if I just found my wife shot to death and stabbed 37 times. But that guy was just, he was blaming it on the fucking crackheads at that point.
Yeah, he was just furious.
Yeah, there's a, and like I said, she, and that 911 call was coming through stereo. It was coming through left and right on both sides. Was it coming through like that in your headphones?
Yeah.
So hopefully that irons itself out during post-production. I'm sure it won't, because let's be honest, guys. Here at the Brohio Podcast, we dedicate about 3 seconds to editing this piece of shit.
We have it on a separate track, right?
That's, yeah.
I can fix it.
Okay. That's why you hear us like, like making weird noises. You always hear it. It's all natural.
Yeah. We try not to cut at all.
That's just like we like our tats. It's all natural, okay? We don't, that plastic stuff, not for us.
I don't discriminate.
Maybe for Rob Dog. But if you looked up my search history, it would be natural would probably be the number one search term. What would be number... Hardcore gay would be the number one? Yeah,
definitely.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I like it. Oh, so... And remember, towards the end of this episode, which we're almost there, we have a sleepwalking murder.
This is a long one.
Jesus criminy.
I'm probably going to cut this down, so we'll...
yeah, you can cut it down if you want.
It's like 3 pages worth of backstory.
Yeah. I mean, I can just give a brief synopsis real quick if you want me to here.
Sure, yeah.
It's a youth pastor that calls 911 and alleges he killed his wife while he was sleepwalking. But then through an investigation, they find out that this youth pastor had a it's a really hairy floor.
No, I don't care.
They find out that this youth pastor has a very dark Instagram, and he's talking about killing people, and he's, you know, worshiping serial killers, kind of like all you fucking weirdos do. And he's, you know, got all this weird fucking shit going on, and he was obsessed with American Psycho, the movie from 2000 that had, you know, Christian Bale. I've never seen the movie. I know it's a really good movie, but I've never seen it.
Me neither.
So he's alleging that he calls 911. He says, you know, I've done this... while I was sleepwalking. He's immediately trying to blame it on the sleepwalking.
911 with the address.
The Tungsten Drive.
Tell me exactly what happened.
I think I killed my...
What do you mean by that? What happened?
I had a dream. And then... I turn on the lights and she's dead on the floor.
How?
I have blood all over me and there's a bloody knife on the bed and I think I did it.
Okay. Stay on the phone with me. I'm getting her ambulance, okay?
I can't believe this.
When did you wake up to find this?
I don't even know what time it is.
Are you with the patient now?
Yeah, I can see her.
Okay. All right. How old is the patient? How's your?
She's 29.
Okay. Is she awake at all right now? What makes you think she's dead? Is she awake?
She's not breathing.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And that's part of a 911 call center. His coworkers don't know that he's taking, like, probably the call that he is taking. And they're back there like... They're like us. Trying to spit my own butthole last night, and I missed, hit myself on the back side of a sack. You wouldn't believe how good that feels, man. Get spat on the back of your sack. Right there laughing shit. And I'm going to have to go through and fix the pitch on this one, because they dropped their voices.
They pitch shift other voices. All
right, I've already sent the paramedics to help you, okay? I'm sending someone to assist you. Just please leave everything as you found it. Is there anything else we can do for you, sir? So where's the knife right now?
I don't have a weapon on me or anything like that.
Okay, when did you...
He says, is there anything else I can do for you? I've been like, I'm going to need 3 hot and readies from Little Caesars. Make sure they haven't been sitting there for a while. Make sure them fries are fresh.
When did you wake up?
I don't know. I took more medicine than I should have.
Medicine doesn't kill people.
I took horse-eating because I know it can make you feel good, so a lot of times I can't sleep at night.
Okay.
And I took some.
All right, medicine. Now, what, are you sure she's not breathing?
She's not moving. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to stay here with you, okay? Let's at least see if she's breathing, okay?
I'm so all right. By her.
Can you see her from where you're at?
Yeah, it's so bad. There's so much blood.
And I guess this crime scene was a fucking wreck, dude. He just stabbed the shit out of her. There was blood everywhere. And, man, she was, you saw the pictures of her. She was absolutely beautiful.
She was beautiful, yeah.
And he, just allegedly a wholesome, you know, he's a youth pastor. He wanted to be a lead pastor. But he was a murderous fucking
piece of shit.
Piece of shit. Which, I have no sympathy for you.
Not at all.
Except for the guy that killed his kids for, them being crackheads and alcoholics.
Crackheads.
He was doubling back. He said, hey, I brought you into this world. It's time for me to take you out.
We all hear that threat.
That's the way. My mom and dad never said that.
Yeah. They never my parents that. Hated me, so.
I'm sorry, dude. Oh, and we've said this before. Rob has, I don't know. I can't speak for your parents.
They're awful.
I remember, so, people listen to this podcast, they obviously know that you and I have a connection unlike other podcast hosts. And that's one of the reasons people tune in is because we've just got a different, it's not a fake, I listen to some podcasts here and there and just, you know, and I'll turn it on and the hosts are like, yeah, they're like talking and it's so fucking unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, you guys don't even know each other. You guys have never shared a bed before. And I'm like, me and Rob Dog, we got that.
Yeah.
It goes way back.
It goes way back.
We throw it back. So we've got a whole life of preparing for this shit show.
Yeah.
And I used to go to Rob Dog's house and stay the night.
I rarely ever let people over my house because how fucking like unhealthy of an environment that it was.
But the thing was, it was never, we hung out in the basement. They were upstairs.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't come downstairs.
And I remember going upstairs and you would ask them a question like, hey, can me and Nick go do this or whatever? And they would not even look at you.
Yeah.
Whenever you would ask them a question, I'm like, they don't even love you.
And the thing about it is, like, out of me, my brother and sister, I was the best kid.
Dude, you were
like,
too.
I did nothing wrong.
Right.
I don't know.
No, you're your father's stepson.
Yeah, and that's, oh my God, I'm breaking everything. And that's why I think there was a complete detachment on his part.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised that you've turned out as good as you are. You have no...
That was the goal.
You have no emotion. That's the thing about you and I, we don't have, like... I know a lot of guys... last month, I was going through it, man. I was having a lot of hard times with, like... Like, man, am I depressed? Is this what it feels like to be like that? And we've all been there where we're just down.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
And some people say, you know, I'm just dealing with depression. And you think to yourself, people that have never gone through it, you say, man, you're fucking... It's because you suck. No. That's a tough hole to crawl out of, man. And I want to shed light on that. The depression, it is a thing, man. Just like when you're down, you're like your soul doesn't want to wake up in the morning. It's not you. It's like your heart, your brain doesn't want to wake up in the morning. You just want to crawl in a hole. And you and I are pretty squared away dudes, but sometimes you just go through stuff and you get sad, man.
Definitely. That's normal. Being an adult's not fucking easy.
It's not easy.
Especially when you got a family and a mortgage and car payments and...
For everything that you dealt with as a child, you're fucking have it put together pretty good.
I do my best. Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah. And you do a good job for your family. And I don't want to fucking 69 here on YouTube because we'll get it taken down. But
well, I appreciate the.
Yeah. And I had a really good childhood. I had good role models.
Yeah.
I had good examples. So.
Yeah. I always envied my friends that had like a really good, like, strong foundation at the
house.
There
were many, and the divorce rate right now is like 58% for it's keeps on going up. So the wholesome American family, it's almost to the wayside, but I think a lot of the people that still do the damn thing, and we're doing the damn thing, Rob.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We're letting our kids see us that we still fuck our wives out. I leave the door cracked so they can walk in and see that I'm a wholesome lover every once in a while. Just gotta fucking let them know that daddy's a good lover. I don't really do that. Please don't call children's services. My children have never seen me inappropriately at all. I promise. This is the boyfriend murder suicide. Police said officers responded to a 911 call in the 27,000. That's a big motherfucking block.
That's a huge block. Jeez.
Of Sunnydale Street, where they found two people had died from gunshot wounds and a third person had been beaten to death. And this is a wild one because the girlfriend is calling 911. She's reporting that her ex-lover has come over and killed her current lover. But what she doesn't know during the course of this 911 call, before her ex-boyfriend killed her boyfriend,
okay,
he also killed her mom.
Oh, shit.
Before he did that. Then he ultimately killed himself. And she's calling 911 after all of this shit has went down. So this guy fucking flips his goddamn shit and he comes there and he kills everybody.
April 4, 2012,
12-19-08. 911, what's the address of your emergency?
Oh, there has been a murder-suicide. There is no survivors. Please send help.
Okay, what's going on? What's going on?
My ex-boyfriend broke into my house and killed my current boyfriend and then killed himself.
Okay, did you just find them?
No, he killed my current boyfriend and then he held me hostage and he just shot himself in the head.
Just now?
Yeah.
Okay, stay on the line with me.
And, he kind of beat me.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. Poor thing. See, to watch that, man. She's only 17 years old,
too. Oh, my gosh.
And to see all that go down, that's
poor girl.
Heavy shit, man. That's heavier than my ball sack.
And my parents aren't home. It's just me and I'm 17.
What's his name?
Brian White and Jake Burns are the victims.
She says my parents aren't home. She doesn't know that her mom is dead in the next room, that he killed. When he came in, he killed her mom. She doesn't know this yet.
Jake Bird?
B-U-R-N-S.
Burn, okay. Where's the weapons at right now?
What?
Where are the weapons at? Where's the gun?
The axe is in Jake's head and the gun is in Brian's hand.
Oh my gosh.
Where are you at inside the house?
I'm sitting in our breakfast nook. Brian's in the living room. There's the kitchen between us. He's dead. He's gone.
And so Brian killed Jake?
Yeah.
Don't touch anything, okay? Can you do me a favor? Can you go sit on the porch?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Desiree Staperfenny. I can't walk, so I have to hide.
You can't walk? Okay, just stay there. Are you still tied up?
No.
Okay, do you need an answer?
This is in the news article that we kind of skipped past. He tied her up and tortured her. I think he might have used... He did use the axe on her leg. But she was tortured, but he ultimately killed himself.
Ambulance?
Oh, my God.
What, Desiree?
Yes.
Okay, what happened?
Oh, I put too much pressure on my leg.
Okay, how long did he hold you guys captive for?
What?
How long did he hold you captive for?
Oh, God, since, 8 o'clock.
Since 8 o'clock this morning?
Yeah.
Did he break into the house?
Yeah, my mom leave.
He watched
and
your mom?
I guess came in when Jake and I were sleeping.
Okay, yep. Okay, are you on the porch right now?
Yeah, sorry, my leg really hurts.
No, that's okay. Do you need an ambulance?
An ambulance? No, a medic? Yes.
Yeah, well that's what's going to be on the ambulance.
I don't want to go to the hospital.
Okay.
I just want to get these bodies out of my house.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Yep, we're on the way.
And that...
Okay, thank you. Are you going to stay on the line?
That's
okay.
Crazy.
No, her mom left for work. And there's nobody else in there, correct?
Correct. I can call my dad. He works at Sixth and Haggerty, so he can be home in about 10 minutes. My mom doesn't have a cell phone, so I don't know how to get a hold of her because she doesn't have a job. She got picked up by a friend this morning.
Okay. All right, but there is nobody, just confirming, there is nobody else in the house?
No.
Okay, and where does Brian live at? Where would he be registered out of?
5 in Newburgh. I don't know his address.
You don't know his address? You know his... He lives on Houghton?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know his...
He's up here in his mom's name. He wants me to call his mom, but...
Yeah, no, don't worry about that. We'll take care of that.
Yeah, my cell phone's inside. I grabbed the house phone because he had my cell phone when he shot himself, and I didn't even want to look.
Nope, that's fine. Okay, do you know what his middle name and date of birth are?
The cop is passing me right now.
Okay, yeah, he's probably just going to park.
That's just some heavy shit for a 17-year-old to deal with, and I can't imagine what she went through when she found out that her mom had been.
I was hoping that she, you know, the call didn't, she didn't find her on the call, because that would have been rough.
Yeah, it would have been really rough. So, you know, another 911 call that just rough, man. And here's another one. This is a guy that kills his fucking roommate. This is the last one. This guy, I think he was, you can read the article. Go ahead. He sounds like a fucking nut job, dude.
Is that right? Yeah. The person who killed Steven Starr ensured that not only was he dead, but that he would be unrecognizable by anyone who found him. According to the autopsy report from the North Carolina office?
Fuck. Yeah.
Of the chief medical examiner, Starr was not able to be transported in one piece to the medical examiner's office for an autopsy.
He was not able to be transported in one piece.
Yeah.
Dude, he got fucked.
That's rough.
He got massacred.
Oof. Starr was mangled so badly that little of his head was intact. One of his arms was nearly severed. Part of his left ear was cut off, and he had 17 stab wounds. Starr, 36, was found shot and his body stabbed and mutilated in his home on Ruth Drive in Mountain View on February 14th. His cause of death is listed as multiple gunshot wounds, according to the autopsy. Starr was shot once in his head and twice in his chest. Catawba County Sheriff's investigators removed several weapons from Starr's home, according to search warrant, most notably a Remington shotgun and a Colt 45 caliber pistol. Sheriff Coy Reed said it is believed that the suspect used the pistol in the shooting. And this is in quotes here. Minimal brain tissue remains within the cranial vault, the autopsy states.
No brain left.
Officials sent a portion of the cerebral cortex, which surrounds the brain, in a plastic bag along with two skull fragments with Starr's body to be examined. One of the gunshots in Starr's chest, called gunshot wound A on the autopsy, broke two ribs on his left side, punctured his left lung, and broke part of his sternum. Gunshot wound B broke an additional four ribs on the left side, one on the right, punctured his left lung again, and hit his aorta. That's a widowmaker right there.
Jesus.
After being shot three times, Starr's body was mutilated. The attacker struck Starr's head several times, with the cuts ranging from 1 to 11 inches.
God damn.
That is deep.
Fucking threw ya.
He also nearly amputated Starr's upper left arm between the elbow and shoulder in what is described as a chopping injury in the report. Starr's upper left and right arms are broken as well. All told, Starr had 6 stab wounds on his chest and abdomen, 7 on his arms. He also had 4 stab wounds on his legs. All this is believed to have happened after he died, according to the autopsy reports.
This is where it gets fucked up.
The autopsy also revealed what was carved onto Starr's body, as well as what was written on it in ink. Joker, all capital letters, was carved on his left chest and abdomen. On his right abdomen in ballpoint pen, I'm fucking psycho, but S-Y-C-O.
That sounds like an ICP thing.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Is it?
I don't think so, but...
Fuck it. If you're a juggalo, turn this off. Thank you.
Unless you're a what's-his-face.
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about.
The trailer park jumping on...
microwaves. Superhuman?
Superhuman, there you go. Yeah. If you're superhuman, answer your fucking emails.
Yeah.
Sheriff investigators received a black-handled knife, from Starr's bedroom on February 14th with the blade still under Starr's body. According to the search warrant, they also took an axe, which was still lodged in Starr.
That fucking axe wound, dude. Ugh.
Breaking shit. The rest of this looks interesting, so I'm going to keep reading. Michael Anderson, 19, was arrested for Starr's murder on February 14th. He alerted authorities to it, calling 911 to admit that he had killed Starr, his roommate. Anderson blamed it on an overdose of cold medicine, Mucinex DM.
Did he say Mucinex? A commercial with a giant booger walking around. Hey, you've had a bunch of boogers in your fucking chest. You can't get us out of your fucking, like fucking roaches up here. Just... What a fantastic marketing campaign that is.
It really is.
Booger that shits himself and walks around, smokes cigars inside your chest.
So he told 911 operator, "I did some things to his body that you won't want them to see. You're not going to know who it is." Anderson was charged with the murder and has been in jail without bond since then. Let's just go ahead and get to it.
Jesus Christ, this guy's a fucking nut job, too.
Catawba County, 911.
Hi there. I'd like to report something.
Okay, what's wrong?
I took some pills, and, the pills made me go mad, and,
The pills made me go mad.
Yeah.
I murdered,
Is this like Mr. Garrison from South Park.
Yes. This guy has lost it.
Yeah.
My roommate.
You murdered your roommate?
Yes.
Where are you at? What's your address?
5209 Rooster Drive, Hickory, North Carolina.
Okay, what do you mean you murdered your roommate?
I shot him 3 times, then I used an axe and mutilated his body.
Jesus.
Okay, where is your roommate now? Are you still in the house with him?
Yes, I'm right here beside him.
Okay, what's your name?
Michael Anderson.
Okay, Michael, what did you take that made you do this?
I took
them big old fucking booger pills.
You expect them to say like fucking PCP or fucking
marijuana.
I ate two marijuana rocks.
I three rolls of Smarties.
two cheesy gordita crunches.
I tried that new diet Baja Blast. I tried the sugar free shit.
The dexamorphine makes me feel a little weird.
Fucking guess, dude.
Okay, what is your roommate's name?
Makes my boogers fall out.
Steven Starr.
I cut his dick off.
Okay. And you said you shot him?
Yes.
Okay, where is the gun at now?
In my hand.
In your hand?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to put the gun somewhere, okay?
I don't know what to do now.
It's in my hand, it's already somewhere. I'm gonna stay on the phone with you, okay?
God, I don't know what to do now.
I don't know what to do with my hands. That's why I smoke.
Ricky Bobby. I don't know what to do with my hands.
You don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
Listen to me. He's just sitting here like this. What part of the house are you in?
I'm in the master bedroom.
I'm in the master bedroom, but he's in the living room. He's in the bathroom. He's in the basement. And then some of him, he's in the attic.
Okay, where is your roommate at?
He's in his bed.
Okay.
Some of them.
Can you take the gun and put it down on the floor and go to like is the living room where the front door is?
No.
Okay. Where's your front door at? What part of the house?
Right as you right as you walk out the
dude's tripping on that Mucinex.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, he's got okay. Booger pills.
Okay.
In the front door right there.
Okay, can you lay the gun down on the floor? I don't want you to have the gun in your hand, okay?
I'm jerking
can
off
you
right
lay
now.
It down on the floor?
I don't know what to do now.
Okay, well, I'm going to help you, okay?
This dispatcher sounds
but
like such a sweet woman.
What I need you to do is put that gun down.
Oh, Lord.
Okay?
I don't know why I did it.
Okay, well, we're going to get you some help, okay?
Booger bills, bro.
I stopped taking my meds for ADHD when I was like 17, but I didn't think it mattered. But
okay, that's okay. I'm gonna help you. Okay.
I started getting real bad on drugs and stuff, and then
Jesus Christ.
I killed my roommate. I can't believe I just killed my roommate. My life is ruined.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I need you to put that gun down. Okay.
Okay.
And I need you. Can you put it on the floor?
All right.
Okay, are you on a cordless phone or a cell phone that you can walk around the house?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to go to the room that is where the front door is, okay?
All right.
Okay, what room is that? Is that a kitchen? What is it?
It's kind of like a living room, dining room.
Okay, is there a place for you to sit down there?
There's a chair right at the front door.
Okay, I want you to sit down on that chair. I want you to tell me and promise me you do not have a gun or anything in your hand. No weapons.
No promises when I'm on the
okay.
booger pills, lady.
I want you to sit down on that chair, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to get some help out there for you, all right?
Don't listen to her. Grab the fucking gun, boy. Hey, me, it's me, the booger. I got a cigar. You get the gun.
I was up in his chest taking a big old shit.
Fucking booger pills.
Oh, and I'm in?
Uh-huh.
I did some things to his body that you don't want them to see.
Okay, well, I've got you some help on the way out there, okay?
Not gonna know who it is.
Oh, dude, okay, do you hear him shift right there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
He was completely sad, and then...
I'm playing that again.
Yeah.
He just went from fucking... He went full...
He went from remorseful to heartless.
I'm not sad about what I did.
That booger pill.
His body that you don't want them to see.
Okay,
right
well,
here, he flips the switch.
I've got you some help on the way out there, okay?
Gonna know who it is.
Okay, I want you to stay
just
on
so
the
matter
phone
of fact
until they get there, okay?
Alright?
We're gonna get you some help, alright? We're gonna get you some help, I promise.
Okay.
Okay? Just try to calm down.
I think I'm having a panic attack.
Okay.
I would imagine so, fuck face.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath and calm down.
I can suck my own dick.
Did you and your roommate get in an argument, or this just happened?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. We met at a, I went to a, I was straight, and I wanted to go, bisexual, just to experiment, and I went to a gay club, and I met him, and went to his house, and he took me in, and I turned straight again, and he wanted to, touch me and stuff, and I wouldn't let him, and he kept trying.
He wanted to what? Did he say you want to fuck me or
he
suck
me? Sex me. I think I thought he said sex me.
I want to sex me. If the person trying to make love to you says, I would like to sex you, they don't know what they're doing.
I hope he said sex me.
Straight again, and he wanted to touch me and stuff, and
touch
I wouldn't
me.
Let him. And
I said, her heard sex me.
Okay,
I waited
fuck it.
Until he went to sleep, and then I shot him 3 times, and then I mutilated him very badly. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. We're gonna get you some help, okay?
See?
Oh, God. I'm sorry, man, but the axe is inside his stomach.
Jesus.
Okay, I want you to stay on the phone with me, but you say you do not have any weapons with you, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I just don't want you to have any weapons in your hands, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Teach his wiener a lesson.
I'm sorry to ruin your night, ma'am.
What?
Damn.
I'm sorry to ruin your night.
You're fine. We're going to get you some help, okay?
I've got blood all over my hands.
Okay, I want you to I want you to stay where you are, okay? Just stay sitting in the chair. Take some deep breaths. We got you some help on the way.
Here comes the police. Oh,
okay, listen to me. Yes. Listen to me. Tell me again you do not have a gun or anything in your hand.
No, ma'am.
Okay, all right. I want you to stay on the phone till I tell you what to do, okay?
Oh, shit.
Do not go outside till I tell you to.
Fucking God, dude. Is that guy not... He's gone.
Throw away the fucking key.
He's faded. And I don't know what the... I think he was, they put him in a mental hospital. I think
it sounded like he needed mental help.
He was found guilty, he used the insanity plea, and I think it worked, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
There's definitely some mental issues there.
For sure. Now the part you guys have all been waiting for. I told you I used to be a 911 call taker, 911 dispatcher.
I can't wait for this.
And I was ready to, I dipped back in the archives. I had to make some phone calls. Some old sergeants, some old lieutenants. I said, I need that call from that night back in 2007. They said, we can get that for you. And not my proudest night on duty. Something I'll never forget. Nonetheless.
It's back.
It's the new one. Oh, oh no.
Oh, God, it's a blowout. That's the porcelain destroyer.
Jesus.
This was you the other day at work.
No, not even.
What? It's so wet. It's poor butthole.
Jesus. No, hold on.
And that's why Nick no longer works as a 911 dispatcher.
Oh, you guys should have fucking known. You should have known what was about to happen. You guys have been here for 3 years almost. You've been listening to this piece of shit podcast for almost 3 years, and you thought that I was really going to play something worth a fuck right there.
Right. Yeah, you should have known. You should have known. You did this to yourself.
Oh. The end of this video says, play this while in the school bathroom to pretend you're taking a dump.
Someone, I don't need to pretend.
Someone a third of our age made this video. That's the best part. Third of our age, probably. Mother of Christ.
I hope you enjoy the 911 calls episode. Like we said, we normally wouldn't do an episode leading up to a live show like this, but we threw some stuff together real quick. The research and this took about 20 or 30 minutes, which is good deal. Yeah. Good deal. We got a good episode out of it. There's some good content here.
It's an hour and a half long, too. That's not bad. Not too shabby.
And if you guys stuck around till the end, thank you. We appreciate you.
That shit was bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Exactly.
Gwen Stefani was my first true love.
Yeah, mine too.
Her and her Lita. Avril. Lita from WWF.
Wait, who?
Lita.
Oh, Lita. Okay.
Yes.
I thought you were saying Leah. I was like, who's Leah?
Nope. Don't know who the fuck that is.
I don't know who that is. Well, Topanga and Kelly Kapowski was mine, but...
Absolutely.
You know how that goes.
Come...
And Kimberly, the Power Ranger, the Pink Power Ranger.
I like the Black Ranger.
Okay.
The black guy.
The guy? Let's say the guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Wasn't it fucked up they made the Black Ranger a black guy?
Man.
Think about it now.
That's so racist.
I saw something really racist the other day, and I said,
what about Zordon? What the fuck was he?
I think he was just an old nutsack.
He had, like, no ears or anything.
He was just a dick.
Do you remember in the movie when they broke this fucking hologram and he was laying there in a cocoon? Did you see them?
Yeah, he was like, he looks like an old shriveled up nutsack.
Yeah, he's like in a big ass cocoon.
Pour some water on my head, boy.
Aye, aye, aye. Fucking Alpha.
Yeah.
Rangers.
That was pretty good. Someone left us a podcast, a review that said, Nick, please use more baby voices.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, maybe I hop up here and I use my baby voice and I talk to you guys about the watery poopy I just took. And then I got real scared and I quit using the baby voice. So I'm sorry that you guys had to listen to me poopy in the toilet. Sometimes I get on my fingers and I forget to wash my hands.
It's actually pretty good. I know. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I want to like do that to the kids through I fuck with my kids all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll go crack their doors. And I'll be like,
it's just a baby watching you at the door. You think that's kind of creepy? That scare you?
And they're like, stop it.
You just have the Google Home sending messages.
Yeah.
It's me, baby.
Yeah, they'd fucking hate it, dude. Living with me is a nightmare.
It's never a dull moment.
It is a nightmare. It's like a fully capable adult that can't take care of himself. I can have the skills, the know-how, and the ability to take care of myself. I just refuse to wipe my own ass.
And every now and then you stick a crayon up your nose.
But I bring home the bacon.
There you go. That's every what it's other about.
Bi-weekly I get paid. That's why they need me here. So come see us at Lucky Star Brewery.
Oh, yes, please do.
26. We'd love to see you there. We're going to have shirts, stickers.
The person who drives the farthest gets to see my asshole.
Yep. There he said it. And then we're also, one thing we're going to have are like Live Strong bracelets.
Yeah.
But they're going to say the Brohio podcast. They're going to be black. Yeah. And they're going to say WWBWD. Yeah. Which,
what would Bill Wilkins do?
What would Bill Wilkins do? So if you want one of those bracelets, come to the show.
We got a bunch of sexy stickers, too.
That's on the DL because that's.
Well,
something bigger is going on here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Something bigger. And by being bigger, I means I need your wife to ship out about 250 of these motherfuckers for me.
Sounds good.
Okay.
We can do it.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you, guys.
How big was it?
What?
Nick Alexander.
Wait, what?
How big was it?
Yours?
Yeah.
Talking about that shit, or?
No, the penis. Well, there's no main character. Let's do it. How big was it, the gay guy that got turned straight at the end here that was a fucking psycho that carved up his...
He's average.
Average.
Yeah.
What's average to you?
5.
It's fucking huge. Tell me you love him, Rob.
Love you.